You need to develop the discipline to apply all that you know about trading toward developing a winning trading strategy. Discovering how to avoid getting caught up in the emotional aspects of trading, the highs of a win and the lows of a loss, is key to developing a profitable trading style. Trading is a business and needs to be approached with the same logic you'd apply in your approach to any other business decision. Setting goals, researching your options, planning and implementing your strategies, and assessing your success are just as important for trading as they are for any other business venture. In this audiobook, we help you traverse these hurdles, and at the same time, we introduce you to the world of trading. Now we give you an overview of trading and an introduction to the tools you need, the research skills you must use, and the basics of developing all this information into a successful trading strategy. First, we need to discuss how trading differs from investing. Investors buy stocks and hold them for a long time, many times too long, riding a stock all the way down and possibly even buying more along the way. Traders, on the other hand, hold stocks for as little as a few minutes or as long as several months, and sometimes possibly even a year or more. The specific amount of time depends on the type of trader you want to become. Investors want to carefully balance an investment portfolio between growth stocks, value stocks, domestic stocks, and foreign stocks, along with long, short, and intermediate-term bonds. A well-balanced portfolio generally offers the investor a steady return of between 5% and 12%, depending on the type of investments and amount of risk he or she is willing to take. For investors, an aggressive portfolio with a mix of 80% invested in stocks and 20% in bonds, if well balanced, can average about a 12% annual return during a 20-year period. However, in some years, the portfolio will be down, and in others, it will go through periods of high growth. The opposite, a conservative portfolio with 20% invested in stocks and 80% in bonds, is likely to provide a yield on the lower end of the spectrum, closer to 5%. The volatility and risk associated with the latter portfolio, however, would be considerably less. Investors who have 10 or more years before they need to use their investment money tend to put together more aggressive portfolios, but those who need to live off the money tend to put together less aggressive portfolios that give them regular cash flows, which is what you get from a portfolio invested mostly in bonds. As a trader, you look for the best position for your money, and then set a goal of exceeding what an investor can otherwise expect from an aggressive portfolio. During certain times within the market cycle, your best option may be to sit on the sidelines and not even be active in the market. We show you how to read the signals to decide when you need to be in the market, and how to find the best sectors in which to play the market, and the best stocks within those sectors. Improving your potential profit from stock transactions is obviously the key reason most people decide to trade. People who want to grow their portfolios, rather than merely maintain them, hope the way they invest in them does better than the market averages. Regardless of whether traders invest through mutual funds or stocks, they hope the portfolio of securities they select gives them superior returns, and they're willing to work at it. People who decide to trade make a conscious decision to take a more active role in increasing their profit potential. Rather than just riding the market up and down, they search for opportunities to find the best times and places to be in the market, based on economic conditions and market cycles. Traders who successfully watched the technical signals before the stock crash of 2000 moved into cash positions before stocks tumbled, and then carefully jumped back in as they saw opportunities for profits. Some position traders simply stayed on the sidelines, waiting for the right time to jump back in. Even though they were waiting, they also carefully researched their opportunities, selected stocks for their watch lists, and then let technical signals from the charts they kept tell them when to get in or out of a position. To succeed at trading, you have to be hard on yourself, and more than likely, work against your natural tendencies, fighting the urge to prove yourself right, and accepting the fact that you're going to make mistakes. As a trader, you must develop separate strategies for when you want to make a trade to enter a position, and for when you want to make a trade and exit that position, all the while not allowing emotional considerations to affect the decisions you make on the basis of the successful trading.